Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. As I said, we have a treat for you today. Live for Black History Month, I'm presenting love songs from across the African diaspora. Nigeria, Uganda, Britain, Brazil, Canada, USA, and the West Indies. It's a veritable delicious box of assorted musical chocolates. We're going to start right here with Africa. And we have a song from Nigeria.
Thank you.
you make my life complete. It's only you.
That beautiful song is by Rick Hassani. Rick Hassani is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, and musician. He was born in 1989 in Port Harcourt, and he graduated from Covenant University in Nigeria and attended the University of Surrey, where he earned a master's degree, not in music, but in energy economics. So we're going on now today. On Speak Up, we are having a delectable selection of love songs throughout the African diaspora. The second country we're going to in Africa is Rwanda, and that song is a love song, an R&B love song by Safi Niyabakora, also known as Safi Madiba. True Love Song was by Safi Madiba. He's the former frontman for Urban Boys in Rwanda, and he made waves in the local media there following a civil and traditional marriage to Canada-based Judith Nyanzira. He dismissed the talk about relocating to Canada and said, "First of all, I didn't marry so that I could leave my country. I love my country, and I'm a patriot." Another thing he said was that he loves music with all his heart, and it would be difficult for him to do music from outside the country. Therefore, he's not leaving Rwanda to go to Canada, but he visits his wife there, and she visits him in Rwanda. The song True Love was written for her. Again, this is Valentine's Day. I'm your own Sister C here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We are going through a delectable selection of love songs throughout the African diaspora. And now we're going to Brazil.
Da cidade tinha gente ali caminhando tinha gente ali caminhando juntas. Tem calma, tem jeito, tem também o coração tranquilo, coração de alguém.
That rich sound is what you get from some of the recordings that are done in the NPR Music Tiny Desk Concerts. Lineker de Barros was born in 1995. She's a trans woman and the vocalist of the Brazilian soul band Lineker e Os Caramelos. She was raised by a single mother and grew up in a musical family where she was exposed to samba rock as well as jazz, soul, and R&B. When she was 18, she left her hometown and began pursuing her passion for music globally. Now we're going to Brazil again, and we have two women, Cara and Bia, who are singing a different type of love song. It's called Negra Tinta.
Essa tua negra tinta para brotar a cor nessa cidade cinza que tanto te negou, mas oh, preta pinta.
Cata macada, calada, intensa, tão sabotada, pinta de arte amada nessa cidade cercada de dor. Cor preta da pele, história que se sabe de cor. Quem desconhece, olha estranho e ainda sente dó. Oh, eu tô cansada desse papo de quem sente dó. No fim das contas, percebemos que ainda estamos só. Mas eu espero que essa força vem da união e que a tigresa possa mais que a porra do leão. Oh, preta, pinta o mundo com seu tom, que essa tua negra tinta. Para brotar a cor nessa cidade cinza que tanto te negou, mas ô, preta pinta.
Estrela que brilha, clareia, trilha, ilumina e guia o meu caminhar, alomeia um pouquinho esse meu caminho, me deu uma luz, é difícil enxergar. Quanto mais eu ando, mais escuro fica, me deu uma dica pra poder seguir. Não sei o que faço, se ando, se paro, se corro, se sigo, se fico aqui. Tome minha boca pra que eu só fale aquilo que eu deveria dizer. Tome a caneta, folha, o lápis, agora que eu comecei a escrever. Que eu nunca me calho, o jogo só vale quando todas as partes puderem jogar. Sou mina, sou preta, essa é minha treta, me deram um mic e eu vou cantar. Canto pela tia que é silenciada, dizem que só a via é seu lugar. Canto pela mina que é de quebrada, que é violentada e não pode estudar. Canto pela preta, objetificada, gostosa, sarada, que tem que sambar. Dona de casa, limpa, lava e passa, mas fora do lar não pode trabalhar.
Preta pinta o mundo com seu tom, que essa tua negra tinta para brotar a cor nessa cidade cinza que tanto te negou, mas ô, preta pinta. Preta pinta o mundo com seu tom, que essa tua negra tinta para brotar a cor nessa cidade cinza que tanto te negou, mas ô, preta pinta.
Negra Tinta. Bia Ferreira and Caro Bonifaco are very much involved in Brazil in doing songs that have conquered the hearts and souls around the country because they write about anti-racist resistance. This song, lines within it are black paint the world around with its tone, that your black ink will make the color bloom in this city gray that denied you so much, but black paint, marked and solid letter. So they go on to really talk about the love of their skin and kind of addressing and saying to people who don't see it as beautiful, that's not cool. But this song has been very popular and played on the airwaves in Brazil. Now we are going to move forward with Britain. Again, as a break, I'll say this is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJS Radio 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Today, live, we're bringing Black History Month, love songs from across the African diaspora, Nigeria, Uganda, Britain, Brazil, Canada, USA, and the West Indies. So the British song that we're going to be showcasing is one by Corinne Bailey-Ray, Put Your Records On. We putting on records this morning. You're going to find yourself some way, somehow, a song, a love song, really about being yourself. Corinne Jacqueline Bailey was born in February in 1979. She's a British singer and songwriter from Leeds. She was named the number one predicted breakthrough act of 2006 in the annual BBC poll of critics. She released her debut album, Corinne Bailey Ray, in February, Love Month, in 2006, and became the fourth female British act in history to have her first album debut as number one. And now we're going to another letter that starts with B, but this is a Black Jazz Festival, and it was a festival that featured Phil Perry with a wonderful love song called If Only You Knew.
I'd like for you to ask yourselves a question, but when you answer, answer honestly. The question is, I wonder what she'd do.
Thank you.
If only you knew. If only you knew. I need a glass of water. I'm telling you, you can fill yourself up with love songs and never gain a pound. But you might get warm. Anyhow, that was Phil Perry. Philip Eugene Perry was born in 1952, an American R&B singer, songwriter, and musician. He's a former member of the soul group the Monclairs. Interesting about him, he was discovered by Catholic nuns while singing in high school masses at his church, St. Elizabeth in East St. Louis, and at a high school talent show. He wrote and recorded his first song, Hey You, with the Monclairs, who were also based in East St. Louis. They were signed to Archway Records just before Perry turned 17 years old. This song is considered to be the first of a classic song collection of Perry old school singles popular in the 70s. Again, this morning, you are at CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. I'm Charlotte Sarah. Too much love songs. I'm Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be. And as we move on with these love songs, we're coming into Canada. We're going to hear Daniel Caesar featuring her. And this was a concert that they did in an NPR Tiny Desk concert.
Finally, introduce my friend over here. Time for her. Good.
If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see.
I just wanna see how beautiful you are.
It's the sunrise and those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, yes. It makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. Yes. You're the sunshine of my life. I just want to see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far.
If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you tell me what's
love me, love me, love me, love.
Say, love me, love, love.
I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it.
I know you're a star. Wherever you go, wherever you go.
The best part. Don't they really bring that across? Each one singing to them how they're the best part of each other. That is Ashton D. Simmons, who was born in 1995, but he's professionally known as Daniel Caesar. He's a Canadian singer and songwriter, and after independently building a following through the release of two acclaimed EPs, Praise Break and Pilgrim's Paradise, Caesar released his debut album, which was called Freudian. It also garnered widespread critical acclaim. He was singing with Gabriel Wilson, who is professionally known as HER. She just won a bunch of awards. The acronym is for Having Everything Revealed. That's what HER stands for. She's an American singer and songwriter. She was raised by a Filipina mother and an African-American father. She comes from the Bay Area in California. And she was introduced to the public as a child prodigy covering Alicia Keys on piano and on the Today Show before she competed on Radio Disney when she was 12. And the rest has just been escalating. We're going to hear a few announcements, and then we will be coming back to this special day of love songs throughout the African diaspora.
February is Black History Month. Tune in all month for special episodes of Speak Up, Intravenous, SFU Ideas and Issues, and more, celebrating Black history.
I want to know, do you see it?
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio. Today, as part of our Black History Month special features, I'm presenting love songs from across the African diaspora. And one other thing aside from Black History Month, is the reason for these songs is if you watch mainstream media or movies, TV, radio, you would think that Black folks don't love each other. There's far more expression of dysfunctional families, men and women up in each other's face, talking about baby drama, mama drama, but there are love songs, and I'm sharing some of them with you this morning. Next, we are going to hear from Spain, and we're going to hear a Spanish song, Esperanza, Esperanza Spalding, and her song is I Know You Know, and a little bit of smile like that. And this was live in San Sebastian, July 23rd in 2009. Feels me. Your heart's a sleeping giant, one of us. Esperanza Spalding, I know, and I'm not going to take it away, and we need to say it. I love you. Esperanza was born in Portland, Oregon, to an African-American father and a mother of Welsh, Native American, and Hispanic descent. She was raised in the King neighborhood in northeast Poland, Portland, which at that time of its height, of the height of that song, it was a period of gang violence. But within her home, there was still a lot of emphasis on love. She also plays bass, double acoustic bass, which is considered relatively hard because she sings along with Pang. And she is interested in the music of other cultures, particularly Brazilian culture, and she comments that the melody and the language of songs in Portuguese are inextricably connected. So that's her contribution to these songs, love songs that we're playing across the African diaspora. Next, we're coming to a song that was played at the royal wedding of Meghan Markle and Prince Henry, Stand By Me by Benny King.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by. Crumble to the sea. just as long as you stand by me.
King. Benjamin Earl King was born in 1938. He made his transition in 2015, but he was an American soul and R&B singer and record producer. He's best known as the singer and composer of Stand By Me, which was a top U.S. hit both in 1961 and a hit in the United Kingdom in 1987. He was one of the principal lead singers of the R&B vocal group The Drifters, notably singing the lead vocals on one of their biggest global hit singles and the only number one U.S. hit, Save the Last Dance for Me. So we are going to remember that, anchor that, standing by each other, radiating love on this Valentine's Day and beyond. We're going to travel now down through the West Indies over to Jamaica, where we're going to hear Dennis Brown, Love Has Found Its Way.
Found its way in our hearts today, yeah. Love has found its way in our hearts today. When your love is beautiful, there's nothing that can go wrong. When two hearts beat together, it's like an everlasting song. It's like an everlasting song. The moon shines bright over yonder, yeah, and it makes me feel so fine. So thankful, baby, that Jah has made you mine. I'm so thankful that Jah has made you mine. 'Cause love has found its way in our hearts today. Yeah, love has found its way in our
your loving kindness and all your tenderness. I said all your tenderness. Yeah. Oh, lady, you made me so very happy. Even the blind man could see it. That love can be so beautiful. Love that's made. Love is found its way in our hearts today. Love has found its way in our hearts today. In our hearts today.
We have a message that has been heard around the world, messages from songs that will be things that you might want to anchor in your heart today on this Valentine's Day. Thoughts like Only You from Nigeria, True Love from Rwanda, Negritenka, Loving the Skin You're In, Put Your Records On and Be Yourself, If Only You Know, Let Somebody Know. The Best Part, I Know You Know the Best Part, is If You Stand By Me, and Love Has Found Its Way. Now we're going to hear a song that is something that some people may not recognize or know, is called the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's a song actually written by James Weldon Johnson close to Valentine's Day as a present to President Lincoln, who, you know, is the person that stood against slavery, the abolishment of slavery, and more. This song also was always played at the beginning of events that people have during Black History Week, Black History Month, and sometimes people are sitting down because they don't realize this is an anthem. So here in this studio, I'm going to stand up as we lift every voice and sing.
I got some in my bones, make me want to shout hallelujah, and I want to sing, sing on, sing on, woo, Lord help me, lift every voice and sing, tell her that heaven ring, ring with the skies, let it resound up loud as the roaring sea. Come on, y'all.
Sing a song full of the faith that the darkness has taught us.
All right now. All right.
Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us.
Hey, hey, hey.
people might be aware of that song as a church song where it's much slower. But in the interest of time, we've played that upbeat version by Ray Charles. But it's still Lift Every Voice and Sing, written by James Weldon Johnson and his brother. And it is Negro Black National Anthem song. Still relevant today to let us march on till victory is won. And now we ask, what time is it? And you know, on this show, it's always love time, poem time. I'm Sister C, and I'll see you again.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time. Love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem. Poem time, love time, love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time.